gospel comes to us from John chapter 8.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The sin does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a permanent place there forever. So, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I didn't have a chance to check beforehand how much different that translation is from the one in the, because this is still the NRSV translation, and we've moved on to the NRSV UE translation, which is the updated edition. And every once in a while, there are not a lot of differences, but there are words and phrases that are different enough. But anyway, a couple of months ago, don't know exactly how long ago, I was scrolling on my phone late at night, as we all do, but no, we shouldn't, as our nurses and doctor friends tell us. But I was doing that, and this really cute video of some bunnies sneaking onto a trampoline, you know, came up in the middle of the night, you know, and these little bunnies were just hopping together. And I went to the comments, and a lot of people thought, "Oh man, those are really cute too," right? Until it was revealed that this video was clearly AI, right? Not real. I had been fooled. And up until this point, I had prided myself on my ability to not get tricked by these AI videos. I knew what to look for. Extra fingers, skips in the videos, weird or unnatural movements or anything like that. But I had let my guard down in the middle of the night, scrolling on my phone, and I was convinced of this lie because I wanted the truth of these little adorable bunnies. Folks, the world continues to change, and there is no doubt about it. And AI is going to continue to be a bigger part of this world. Frankly, I still don't know where I stand with this whole AI junk as a whole. There is certainly harm with it being done to the art industry. But I also see and hear the benefits that it can bring with future innovation. But regardless of how I feel or any of us feel about AI, it's going to continue to evolve and be a part of our lives for the foreseeable future. And as this inevitably takes place, it will become even more important than it has been, with folks yelling fake news at each other for years, for us to be on our guard and aware of what is out there that pulls us away from the truth. What is truth? Pontius Pilate asks at the trial of Jesus. Now, the truth is complicated, right? Especially as we look to the Bible. And I've spoken to this before because there are several different kinds of truth, and the truth gets muddled and complicated and very complex. There are the truths that are foundational to our faith that we proclaim on a weekly basis, and that we will all proclaim with the confirmation boys here in a bit. And if you missed the confirmation boys, I think they kind of stand out here. They're the ones in the white robes with the pretty flowers. You know, if if you didn't see them. And now they're kind of getting red faces. If you didn't see them, this would be the time to make direct eye contact with them and look right at them. But we will proclaim some truths right alongside them, right? That we believe in God the Father, Creator. That we believe in Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary, crucified, died, and buried, descended, resurrected, and then was ascended to be with God the Father. And finally, we believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Catholic Church. These are truths that we proclaim as being part of the church. And then there are stories in Scripture that we continue to wrestle with in what is truth. What is the truth of it? And my favorite example, of course, is the story of Jonah. And I've brought this up before. For in Jonah, we have this miraculous story of a man who argues with God about what his call is in life. You know, God says, Jonah, go to Nineveh. And Jonah says, no, I don't want to go to Nineveh. Jonah, go to Nineveh. No, I don't want to go to Nineveh. Jonah, go to Nineveh. Giant fish swallows Jonah and spits him back up in Nineveh. Now, the truth of the story is, was there actually a giant fish that swallowed up Jonah? And can a man live inside of a giant fish for so long? And this has brought up big debates. I don't know if Mythbusters ever did a thing on a man being inside of a giant fish, but I'm sure they did, because that seems like the wacky kind of thing that they would do. But I think a good follow-up question is that the theme of the story of Jonah, or does the truth of the matter go deeper, right? Does it matter if he was or not, or is there something more meaningful that we can learn about God through the story of Jonah? But this truth tends to be more difficult for folks, as it requires of us to think and feel much more deeply. It requires of us to slow down and listen to how God is acting through the story and in our lives, and examine what we know about the holy to be true. In preparation for this day and in the moment to come, the three confirmation boys have been taught a whole lot of truths. They were taught the books of the Bible. They were taught the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer. They learned the sacraments, and they were taught some of our rich history. And if we're lucky, they might even remember some of it. And of course, they also learned the truth that none of them, not a single one of them, can beat their pastor at table tennis. But the final part of their preparation was to prepare a faith project that they had the summer to work on, a project that was a reflection of their growth in confirmation and their faith at this moment in time. They were told that they could do anything from a statement of faith to writing a song to a poem to doing woodworking, which one of them did take me up on, by a way of expressing their faith. This too is truth. For in it, the Spirit of God was at work, and the students proclaimed who Jesus was and is in their lives. This work of discernment, of sitting in prayer with God, is important work for each of you to do, not just for our students to do. And I hope, boys, you hear during the service that this is more than just you being confirmed, right? This is more than just you being confirmed today. This is you continuing and confirming your faith. It is an active thing. This is an active, lifelong process that is meant to continue. We mark the significance of this milestone with a part of the service and recognize you as now full voting members. But that does not mean that you are done growing in your faith. I'm not done growing in my faith. Your parents are not done growing in their faith. Your grandparents are not done growing in their faith. The Johnsons are not done growing in their faith. Right? The Doros are not done growing in their faith. The Tolfsons are not done growing in their faith. None of us. Because God isn't done with you either. As I said, the world continues to change, but God does not. God remains constant. The world may change, but God remains. In a world that becomes ever more difficult to discern fact from fiction, Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." It's not easy work. But we must remain observant. We must remain awake. Some might say we must remain woke to what God is calling us to do in this world filled with false prophets and false teachings. We cannot become stuck thinking that we have it all figured out because God is still at work. Just as the boys are being confirmed, or more than confirmed, the church is more than reformed. It is reforming and still being formed by God. There is no one and not one solution to being the body of Christ in the world, and even being a disciple within the church. So please, please take the time to listen to the way that God is at work in you and in this church. Listen to the words of Scripture and to faithful teachers carrying out the love of God and mercy in the world, because God is not done yet with this church. There is so much good yet to do and yet to be done. There is so much work to be done with you as well. For through the work of the Holy Spirit, you too are still being formed. You too are still being molded by God, who continues to go with you. And this is indeed true. This is the truth of it. Through the love of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.